Hello there. Welcome to the Bright Leaders Podcast, where we partner together to build lasting faith by helping kids belong to God and His kingdom, believe in Jesus as Lord and Savior, and become like Jesus and walk in His ways. We're so glad you're joining us.
Hey, Disciple Makers. I'm Jenny Smith. Welcome back to the Bright Leaders Podcast. Today, we're talking about the Tower of Babel from Genesis chapter 11. God instructed people to fill the earth. Instead, they chose to gather in one spot and build a city, creating a great tower so that they could make a name for themselves. God protected them from their wrong desires by confusing their language. They couldn't understand each other and stopped trying to build the city. God scattered the people throughout the earth, just like He'd asked them to do in the first place. God wants a relationship with His people, but it has to be on His terms, not ours. No one is greater than Him. Because He is great and holy, our sin separates us from Him. We can't do anything on our own to fix that. He has given us a path to a relationship with Him that is based on His grace and forgiveness, not our hard work. Even if we're famous and the whole world knows who we are, it doesn't matter if we don't know Jesus. Our bright idea is no one is greater than God. This month's biblical theme is God is the Creator. And our monthly memory verse is Colossians 1:16. By Him, all things were created in heaven and on earth. All things were created through Him and for Him. Our He question this week asks, who is greater than God? No one will ever be greater than God because He is the Creator. He is in charge of all things. And our We question asks, is there a way for us to get to God? Because our sin separates us from God, believing in Jesus is the only way to have a relationship with Him. Which brings us to our tough topic, a question that is very relevant in today's culture. Is Jesus really the only way to heaven? Let's help kids navigate this in their broken world. Almost half of American adults believe that you can work your way to heaven. Most people, even when we know Jesus, default to a works-based approach to faith. Combine this with the plurality of religious beliefs kids are exposed to, and it's likely that kids can be confused about salvation. In this week's lesson, kids will learn that God made a way for us to be with Him through Jesus. There may be kids in your group who believe that everyone goes to heaven. Some may believe that all religions are the same. Encourage kids to talk about what they have heard. Gently correct theology while being sensitive that these conversations may be very personal if kids have loved ones who believe differently. Avoid sounding judgmental by pointing to Scripture and being cautious with broad statements. Remind kids that only God knows individuals' hearts, and He gives us the big job of sharing His truth with others. This month for our leader training, we've been talking about resilient child discipleship. And remember, our 3B philosophy of discipleship is belong, believe, become. You see that throughout Bright. And today we're talking about helping kids believe. There are key elements in Bright that help kids grow in understanding the Bible so they can believe in Jesus. The first is God's big story. Kids need to understand that individual Bible stories are pieces of one bigger story. God's story of creation, the fall, redemption, and restoration helps kids develop a worldview that is consistent with reality. Also, our He, We, Me questions help kids believe. These questions help kids discover that every passage can teach us something about who God is and what He wants for His people. Kids can also begin to listen to the Holy Spirit to determine what God is inviting them to do in response to His word. Point to Jesus. You may notice every single one of our Bible stories points to Jesus in the gospel. Kids need to understand that the whole Bible points to Jesus. Don't miss opportunities each week to remind kids of the gospel and what Jesus has done for them. And then finally, use the Bible. As you teach, hold a Bible in your hand to reinforce where truth comes from. Include times for kids to physically touch Bibles and practice looking up verses. You'll be surprised how much they love this. Disciple Makers, we're praying for you, we're cheering for you, and we'll catch you next time.